Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
The title of this episode is Why? Deuteronomy 5:5 gives us a statement of purpose. It says, to show you the word of the Lord. And that is precisely what I will do here. I will show you the word of the Lord. The question is set here in Matthew 15:3, asks, why do you transgress the commandment of God? There are some questions which surface as a result of that question. They are, what is the commandment of God? Who are those guilty of transgressing the commandment of God? Is the commandment of God coming from God? Or is the commandment of God concerning God? Does it come from men? Answer the question. I will point out some things to you. This is a commandment of God, Deuteronomy 4, verse 2. It says, ye shall not add to the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it. Ye shall keep the commandment of the Lord your God, which I command you. That is a commandment of God. Another one is Deuteronomy 6:13. This commandment of God says, thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him. Colossians 3:2 says, ye serve the Lord Christ. You believe in and praise, many do that is, believe in and praise Jesus. That is a fault of the people. Believing in and praising Jesus and serving, as it says here in Colossians 3:24, ye serve the Lord. Let me look that up quickly. Colossians 3. And it says here, yes, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance. And then this statement here, for ye serve the Lord Christ. That's Colossians 3:24. Now that is a fault. That's pointing out a fault of those who do such a thing or that thing, serving the Lord Christ. You are to serve according to the commandment, Deuteronomy 6:13, thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him. Now, we should all know by this time the name of the Lord thy God, your God. And his name is Tommy L. Hart. The Lord God has come and made himself known. He has made known his name to the people. So, thus far, two commandments of God. Ye shall not add to the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it. Ye shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God, and thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him. Another commandment of God, Deuteronomy 6:17, ye shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God and his testimonies and his statutes. Another commandment of God, Deuteronomy 6:18, and thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, your God. That is a commandment of, that is a commandment concerning God. Okay, keep in mind, the subject matter deals with the question, why do you transgress the commandment of God? So keep that question in mind. Okay? But who gave that commandment? The commandments I just read, commandment Deuteronomy 6:18. Who gave the commandment Deuteronomy 6:17? Who gave the commandment 6:13? Who gave the commandment Deuteronomy 4, verse 2? Who gave those commandments? Or from whence did they come? Did they come from God, or did they come from man? Let's move on. Let's go to Matthew chapter 15, verse 3. Let's consider, the question is, why do you transgress the commandment of God? We know now what commandment or commandments are alluded to. Okay, we know some of them. I just read some of them. Let's consider Deuteronomy 4:2 again. The first commandment I showed you. I asked, who wrote that which constitutes Deuteronomy 4, verse 2, the commandment I read? Answer, men caused its content to be written. It is written by man and not God. That statement is to mankind, humankind. The commandment in Deuteronomy 4:2 is to mankind. It is to humankind. It is concerning humankind and their God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The same is true of the second statement or commandment which I read. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him. Deuteronomy 6:13. It is by humankind. It is concerning humankind and their God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. And it is to humankind. The same is true of the third and fourth commandments I presented. They are commandments coming from humankind they are commandments coming from humankind to humankind, and those commandments are part and parcel of the commandment of God referenced in Matthew chapter 15, verse 3. Now, a synonym for commandment as used in Matthew 15:3 is law. The same law I have been addressing for some time. It is clear the Matthew 15:3 question is a legal one addressing the issue of sin. And when you speak of sin, you speak of the law. Or when the Bible speaks of sin, it speaks of the law. For whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, it is written in the book of the law. For sin is the breaking of the law. Sin is a transgression or breaking of the law. 1 John 3, verse 4. In addition, the law says in James chapter 2, verse 10, whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. He has broken the law of the Lord, as it is called in Psalm 19, verse 7. He has broken the commandment of God, as it is called in Matthew 15, verse 3. Sin is to law as infidelity is to matrimony. I have answered the question, what is the commandment of God, mentioned in Matthew 15, verse 3, to which I said, the commandment of God mentioned in Matthew 15, verse 3, is a reference to the law of the Lord, in Psalm 19, verse 7. Okay, that is good. The question, what is the specific transgression alluded to in the Matthew 15, verse 3 question? What is the specific transgression? Answer. The transgression is that of neglect, is the charge of neglect against. Answer. The Gentiles, alias white people, are charged with neglect. Isaiah 24, verse 5 says, they, the Gentiles, alias white people, have transgressed the laws and broken the everlasting covenant. That's a charge there in Isaiah 24:5, and the charge is against the Gentiles. They have transgressed these laws. 1, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 2, they have transgressed the law that says, ye shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God. They have transgressed the commandment in Deuteronomy 6:13, which says, thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him. They have transgressed the commandment in Deuteronomy 6:17, which says, ye shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God and his testimonies and his statutes. They have transgressed the commandment in Deuteronomy 6, verse 18, which says, thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Ecclesiastes 12, 13, they have not kept this. That is Ecclesiastes 12, 13 says, fear God and keep his commandments. And they have transgressed the commandment in 1 Corinthians 7, verse 35, which says, attend upon the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, without distraction. Now, in breaking the preceding commandments, the culprits, the Gentiles, have failed to carry out the terms of the law of their God, perform the works of their own law concerning the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, and his possessions. They, the Gentiles, have neglected their God, Tommy L. Hart. They, the Gentiles, have broken, furthermore, they, the Gentiles, have broken the everlasting covenant. In the covenant, they promised, the Gentiles promised, to serve the Lord their God and obey the voice of the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. Words of the covenant, Deuteronomy 29:29, Joshua 24:24, and Jeremiah 42, verse 6. Those words say, we, the Gentiles, shall do all the words of this law. The Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart, will we serve, and his voice will we obey. Whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart. Those charged with neglect of the law, the Gentiles, alias white people, have disregarded and broken the everlasting covenant concerning their Lord and God, Tommy L. Hart. They have sinned. The Gentiles have transgressed. They have broken the law concerning the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. Now we know precisely what the Matthew 15:3 question, why do you transgress the commandment of God, is about. Simply, the question asks the Gentiles, they are under the law of their God, why are you breaking your own law which concerns you and your God, Tommy L. Hart? The question is to you, the living. For the things written aforetime were written for our learning. So we have the question of, why? The Gentiles are found breaking the law of their God, Tommy L. Hart. The law asks them, why? They, the Gentiles, are caught in the act. They are caught red-handed. They are caught breaking their own law of their God, Tommy L. Hart, and neglecting their God, Tommy L. Hart. The law asks why. The answer, or that which we can take as an answer, is found on the order of Matthew 22, verse 12, which says, and they were speechless. The law asks the Gentiles why. And the law says, they, the Gentiles, are speechless. I, the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, ask the Gentiles, why are you breaking your most holy law concerning you and your God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart? Why? I, the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, ask you, the Gentiles, why are you disregarding your covenant you have made? The covenant in which you have said, the people have said, that they will serve the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. Whether it be good or whether it be evil, they will obey the voice of the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. They will obey the voice of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Why? Why are you disregarding your own covenant? And why are you breaking your most holy law concerning you and your God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart? Now, there's a statement I would like to introduce here. A Corinthians statement says, we are the Lord's. Let me pull that up here. And I'm turning my pages. Okay. I'm still turning my pages. I tell you what, I want to take the time to look up the reference. But the statement there is in the Bible, the Gentiles say, we are the Lord's. There's another statement which says the people first gave themselves to the Lord. Now, that's very important. Okay. And I didn't write down that reference. But anyway, they have said, we are the Lord's. They have confirmed that. The law says they are the Lord's. And then there's the explanatory statement to that that says the people first gave themselves to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Okay. So it's already clear, the Lord and his possessions. What are his possessions? They are mentioned in Psalm 24, verse 1. 1, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Knowledge that in the statement, we are the Lord's. All right? And keep this with that, the explanatory statement that says the people first gave themselves to the Lord, their God, Tommy L. Hart. So, talking about the law, the Matthew 15, verse 3 question, why do you transgress the commandment of God? Ask simply, why do you transgress the law? Why are you breaking the law? The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is here. He has made himself known. Why are you transgressing your law? Your law. And that is to the Gentiles. Now, that doesn't put the other people are off the hook, okay? Because the question explicitly says, why do you also transgress the commandment of God, or why do you also transgress the law? Black people and all others, why do you also transgress the law of God? The law of God is made known. The law of God is a published, presented my credentials. My credentials can be found in Lawmaster's archives. The law sees it as your assignment, your assignment to be knowledgeable of the law. You can't come up and say, well, I did not know. The law ascribes knowledge of all the laws to all the people within a jurisdiction. Legally, it is your duty to know the law. It is your duty to know the law that I'm speaking about. That's a duty of the people. The works of the law. The law ascribes knowledge of the law to all in the jurisdiction. Why, black people and all other people, non-Gentile people, why are you transgressing? Why are you breaking? Why are you disregarding? Why are you ignoring the law of God? Why are you breaking the law of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart? I ask, why? Why? Join me next time.